took two performances at this year's Glastonbury Music Festival to further expose the inherent racism and pro-Israel biases of the political class and media, particularly the BBC in the UK. No prize for guessing that one of the performances included the Irish rap group Kneecap. And the other performer, who really caused politicians and media to seethe in anger, was English rap punk duo Bob Villain. The reaction to their performances has left an overwhelming majority of social media users worried about the current condition and the future of British democracy. Social media users are aghast by the upset caused to these pro-Israeli and pro-genocide idiots. I think it's a case of a music artist beating the BBC in its own game and successfully managing to have his anti-genocide sentiments amplified on an important BBC platform. So let's look at what happened. If you watched the news in the UK last night and this morning, you would be forgiven to think that a national calamity had hit the UK. This was a broadcast on Sky News last night. Watch the clip first.
We start with breaking news tonight. Police are investigating comments made by performers Bob Villain and Kneecap at Glastonbury. The rap punk duo Bob Villain led crowds at the festival's West Holt stage in chants of Free, Free Palestine and Death, Death to the IDF, before Irish rap trio Kneecap suggested fans start a riot outside one member of the band's upcoming court appearance. Well, Emma Birchley has been following this story for us and joins us from the newsroom. Emma, what more can you tell us?
Yes, police this evening are assessing videos of what was seen on the West Holt's stage at Glastonbury. Two acts who are both being looked at. The first of those, Bob Villain, that is a rap punk duo with those chants of Free, Free Palestine and Death, Death to the IDF. So they are being looked at, but also the rap trio Kneecap. Now, there had been calls in advance of the festival for them to be left off the lineup, and during their set at the festival today, they called for fans to riot in an upcoming hearing of one of their members who faces a terror offence. So police looking at the videos there to determine whether an offence has been committed. Now, the BBC has responded to what was shown on the television during that Bob Villain set. They've described it as deeply offensive, and they've put up a warning on screen, they said at the time, about what they called very strong and discriminatory language. And they made it very clear that they would not be putting that show, that element of the festival, up on iPlayer for other people to watch. Now, there has been a very swift response across the board. The government has put out this statement: "We strongly condemn the threatening comments made by Bob Villain at Glastonbury. The Culture Secretary has spoken to the BBC Director General to seek an urgent explanation about what due diligence it carried out ahead of the Bob Villain performance, and welcomes the decision not to rebroadcast it on BBC iPlayer." It's been described too by the Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch as grotesque. She said it isn't a protest, it's incitement. And there has been a response too from the Israeli embassy. This is what they've had to say in a statement: "The Embassy of Israel in the United Kingdom is deeply disturbed by the inflammatory and hateful rhetoric expressed on stage at the Glastonbury Festival. When such messages are delivered before tens of thousands of festival goers and met with applause, it raises serious concerns about the normalization of extremist language and the glorification of violence." So the Glastonbury Festival back in the headlines for all the wrong reasons.
Bob Villain was showing his support for Palestinians and calling for the death of IDF soldiers, while the BBC bosses were enjoying their weekend after having blocked Kneecap's live performance. They didn't expect that another music artist would cause an even bigger headache to them. Bob Villain's performance was broadcast live, and even though the BBC has removed the act from the iPlayer, it's too late. The clip has already gone viral.
Free, free! Free, free!
Palestine!
Free, free. Palestine. All right, but have you heard this one, though? Death, death to the IDF. 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 Hell yeah, from the river to the sea, Palestine must be, will be, inshallah, it will be free.
This evoked swift reactions from the political class and even the Israeli embassy. It's the same Israeli ambassador who has faced calls for expulsion from the UK for her public utterances justifying the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians.
One of the things we realized that every school, every mosque, every second house has an access to tunnel. So this is, and of course, ammunition.
But that's an argument for destroying the whole of Gaza, every single building in it.
So do you have another solution how to destroy the underground tunnel city, that this is the place where the terrorists hide, where they have all their ammunition, and this is the rockets that are still fired on Israeli cities?
Close to 200,000 people have signed an online petition calling for her expulsion. But did you see any outrage from the same British political class? If anything, the UK Home Secretary, whose job is to maintain law and order in the country, was proudly posing for a photo with this genocide denier and proponent of Palestinians' ethnic cleansing. There could be only two things here. Either UK politicians and its media outlets think people are fools and they don't understand their glaring hypocrisy, or these politicians and individuals managing the BBC have absolutely no problem in being exposed as an inherently racist bunch of people. Or else, how do you justify these double standards? Calling for the mass murder of Palestinians make you a star guest of the UK's ruling class politicians and earn you invitations to the country's top media outlets. But calling for the death of those who are perpetrating the worst genocide in modern history prompts the police to swing into action and the BBC to remove the performance from its platform. Meanwhile, there is no outrage on the brutalities committed by the IDF in Gaza and even the occupied West Bank. I've just uploaded a video of IDF terrorists firing at paramedics in Jenin, just because they decided to rush to help a Palestinian woman who was bleeding profusely following an attack by IDF terrorists. You can watch it on our Telegram channel, details on the screen. And you still think the British political class and its media are not biased? The only positive development was a surprising stand taken by UK Health Secretary Wes Streeting, who said this on Sky News this morning.
This wasn't just about the people on stage. The Israeli embassy said last night that when such messages are delivered before tens of thousands of festival-goers and met with applause, it raises serious concerns about the normalisation of extremist language and the glorification of violence. This was as much about the audience as it was about the performers, wasn't it?
Well, I'd say sort of two things in response to those words from the Israeli embassy. Firstly, I do think that, like, if I take the equivalent of the war in Ukraine, I'm unequivocal about which side of that war I'm on. I want Ukraine to win. Would I be celebrating or chanting for the death of Russian soldiers? No. I want to see an end to the war and I want to see an end to the conflict. I'd also say to the Israeli embassy, get your own house in order in terms of the conduct of your own citizens and the settlers in the West Bank. I think there's a serious point there by the Israeli embassy I take seriously. I wish they'd take the violence of their own citizens towards Palestinians more seriously.
I wasn't expecting this from Wes Streeting, who had previously supported Israel's genocidal campaign in Gaza. The other controversy surrounded the Irish band Kneecap, which was scheduled to perform yesterday, which is Saturday the 28th of June. From Prime Minister Keir Starmer to his Culture Secretary Lisa Nandy, many pro-Israeli UK MPs had called for Kneecap to be cancelled by Glastonbury because they oppose the Gaza Holocaust. How dare they? That's the world we now live in. Politicians and the ruling class of a top Western country has its moral compass so screwed up that they simply cannot stand a group of musicians expressing their disgust against a genocide. Look, One of the NICAP band members has been charged by the police under the country's Terrorism Act. And the matter is now before the court to determine if indeed the said band member supported Hezbollah, which is a proscribed outfit in the UK. The NICAP member who performs under the name Moshara has denied the charge and is out on bail. The family that runs the Glastonbury Festival had rejected the UK government's call to not provide a platform to NICAP members. When they appeared on stage, NICAP, yesterday, they were met with a sea of humanity who wanted to see their performance. Such was the response to their scheduled act that the organizers had to fence off the area as they couldn't allow any more people. How did the BBC report this hysteria for the NICAP band? Its report said that thousands turned up to show their support or see what all the fuss was about. Trust the BBC to do its bit to downplay the popularity of anyone who stands up to the genocidal regime of Israel. The British Broadcasting Corporation can't accept this atrocious act. Wearing the Palestinian kafir, NICAP members said that they understand colonialism and they understand how important it is to support each other internationally, in reference to the history of a brutal occupation of Ireland by the United Kingdom. The BBC had decided to not broadcast NICAP's performance from Glastonbury. It said the highlights of the performance would be available on iPlayer and other digital platforms. Since the BBC has blocked the broadcast of NICAP, a woman took it upon herself to live stream their act using her mobile phone, and it clocked millions of views.
The funny thing is, I'll just stand here a minute, I think I've got a burn on my finger from holding my phone, which overheated. I got my battery pack here. That sort of saved the day. If you enjoyed the video and you were grateful, please just give me a follow. I got lots of important things to say. I really, really appreciate it. And I hope you've appreciated seeing NICAP live from Glastonbury.
So the BBC blocked the NICAP, and this is the irony. BBC blocked the NICAP performance so that Free Palestine chants could not be broadcast. It ended up live streaming Bob Villan's Death to the IDF chant instead. That's it from me. Thank you very much for your support of this platform and our journalism on buymeacoffee.com and Patreon. If you too think our journalism is worth supporting, then you too should consider becoming part of it. Details are there in the description of this video. In the meantime, if you haven't subscribed to my channel, please do so, because that's one of the many ways you can support independent journalism. God bless you all.